Should we stand as we join together in singing our first hymn this summer? Hymn number 13, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and we will sing verses 1 through 3. Please stand.
Yeah. Good morning, how are you?
Thank you.
knows us.
We come to celebrate the reality of our presence among us.
We come to follow Jesus, who leads us to new life.
We come to joy, knowing in Christ we have eternal life.
We come to listen to the Holy Spirit, who calls us forth.
May we enter this worship, knowing the Spirit is alive among us.
What would you like to sing this morning?
17.
What?
314.
314. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Thank you.
we look down on small things. Seeds do not impress us. The flicker of a candle, a pinch of yeast, a granule of salt. What are these in the face of wars, poverty, violence, exploitation of the earth, addictions, and soul-crushing isolation? Against these forces, you have armed us with nothing but love, joy, peace, and hope, and the power of your Holy Spirit, who called Jesus Christ from the tomb, defeating sin, suffering, sorrow, and our greatest enemy of all, death. Remind us, Lord, of what we all too often forget. Your kingdom is here. It is breaking out every day all around us in ways large and small. Your invitation to us is to be a part of it. And for that undeserved grace, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. Jesus taught his disciples to pray by saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
have shown us the way of love. You lived for us, you died for us, and you live forever that we might find our way home. So in love, we bring our gifts that your work might be done on this earth. And we bring them with love in Christ's name. Amen.
I invite anyone who wants to, but especially my young ones wearing tiaras, to come on up for our children's story. Whether it's in your own yard or a park or someplace you've never been to fertilize it, or to feed it, or to pick up garbage from that place, or even to just pray over it. Make it yours, and make it special. Would you join me in a moment of prayer? As we say, Lord, we do thank you for the beauty of this earth. We thank you for the blessings you have given us of a sunny day and warm temperatures. Lord, we thank you for the rain that we will need come summertime for our plants. But Lord, we also ask your blessing on the work that we do to take care of your gift. May the work of our hands and the prayers of our hearts be an acceptable offering to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lorene, from a very obscure part of Genesis,
And the creepy crawly came to Adam, and Adam said, I shall call you Spider. And Eve said,
if you know what I mean, and I I see you do because I see many of you rolling your eyes. In fact, for me, many a peaceful evening has been disrupted by some of the rhetoric that I've read on Southington Talks. You see, the problem is that people often seem to lose their filters when they engage on social media. For some reason, it seems that the rules of civil discourse are totally disregarded. Harsh words are often exchanged, and often there is name-calling laced with vulgarities as people express their views. For what purpose? Just to vent? Perhaps. But I also have the sense that many think they are going to sway the opinions of others through their arguments. It almost seems like some believe that they will force their view of the world onto others by using compelling arguments stated with strong, very descriptive language. It doesn't work. Any more than trying to change someone's religious beliefs by shaking a Bible in their face and threatening them loudly with damnation if they don't accept a given interpretation of Scripture. There's the voice of gentle reason contained in the Scripture itself. And nothing speaks with that gentle voice any more powerfully than 1 John chapter 3. This passage calls us to love in truth and action. All of the truths stated in today's passage seem so self-evident and straightforward. So why can't we live as though they actually apply to our lives? Because it is not easy to be a Christian. Someone who has died to self and has been raised with Christ through his resurrection and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And why isn't it easy? Verse 16 certainly makes it sound easy. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Jesus laid down his life for us, so we should lay down our lives for others. Now things get a little complicated. We are called to sacrifice for others, to die on behalf of others, to pour out ourselves in love for others. Well, maybe verse 17 will make it easier for us. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Nope, not so easy. John has clearly challenged our complacency. It's the thought that counts approach to faith doesn't count. It doesn't make it. We have to put ourselves out there in love. We know we are supposed to help, but in our hearts, we'd rather just attend church on Sunday and write a check. That will fulfill our Christian obligation, right? Not so. John goes on to tell us, little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Love in truth and action. Often we can't seem to find it in our hearts to love others as Christ has loved us. Too often we can't put aside our deeply held thoughts of anger, hatred, jealousy, or greed. Human nature seems to demand that we build ourselves up by tearing down others. So often, in our desire to be valued, to be important, to be loved, we try to separate ourselves from others by putting others down through competition or by backbiting gossip and questioning the motives of our own brothers and sisters. How can we as Christ loved. By following God's commandments to love one another, even when we don't want to. God's commandments override all our negative feelings and force us to embrace His way, the way of truth in action. And by doing this, we can love against our will. We can turn away from ourselves and turn towards others in love if we give up our selfish desire to exalt ourselves by demeaning others. Then God will meet us where we are. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. He expects us to try, and He will do the rest. And then we will see the change. Instead of arguing with political opponents, we might try to understand a different point of view. Rather than write a check, maybe our hearts will be moved to work a shift in a shelter or a soup kitchen. Maybe we can abandon sweeping statements about the evils of homosexuality and try to understand what it means to be gay and a Christian in today's world. Can we forsake our platitudes and complacent Christianity and get to the job of doing what we are called to do? To love the unlovely. Feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and visit the prisoner. Showing our love in action starts with baby steps. Maybe we can begin with our posts on Facebook. Or perhaps we can bite our tongues when we want to blurt out a negative thought about a sister or brother in Christ. The world needs a church that puts love into action. Are we that church? Are we those people? Christ did this for us. Can we do any less? This morning is "Too So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." It's number 440 in your hymnal. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4. If you have a prayer request, please jot it down on the card in the pew rack in front of you. Pass it to the end of the aisle where it will be collected by our ushers, and we will remain seated as we sing.
Thank you.
We have many requests this morning. First is a praise for many thanks for a loving, caring church family who shows such support for people in times of sorrow, and that's from Shirley. Prayers needed for Rachel to slow the speed of pancreatic cancer. Prayers for Kay and Jenny, who have serious medical problems, and they're part of Jean's family. Chris, who broke his wrist playing ice hockey, and Joanne for healing of her shoulder. Prayers for Ron, not Ron Tooley, who is having back surgery on Monday. For the family of Frank Whitaker, who passed away on Thursday. Frank is the uncle to Barbara McKay and Marge Steinagle. Liz asks for continued prayers for her brother-in-law, Ken. There was a repeat CAT scan that shows no improvement. We also have a card here asking for prayers for Bev and Ron. As of last night, Bev is back at Gaylord. Brian arrived at 5:30 this morning. I spoke with Ron last night, who was not looking forward to getting up at 3:30 to go pick him up at the airport.
Yes.
But it's great that Brian is here to spend some time with his mom and dad. Prayers for healing for all with cold and flu symptoms. And finally, a prayer for safe travel. For all of those traveling this week, including some from this church, who will be traveling to the Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for the new show, Jesus. That will be a bittersweet show because Bev was so much looking forward to seeing that show. We'll see if we can get the CD for her. Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful that you sent your Son who loved us and died for us and lives again in glory for us. We thank you for the lessons of his life and the words of the scripture that call us to love one another, not in words, but in action. May we remember these words as we go about our daily lives, as we interact with those around us, as we see those who bear the burdens of life so heavily. May we be Christ's instruments in this world, bearing love in all that we do, in all of our actions. May we be the ones who lift a hand to help ease a burden, to soothe a fevered forehead, to comfort the grieving, to feed the hungry, to welcome the stranger, to visit the prisoner. Lord, all of these things sound so easy, but they are sometimes so hard to follow through on. So we ask that you would fill us with your power, that you would fill us with your love and your grace, that we might be your feet, your hands, your mouth, your eyes, and your ears, in this troubled world. We thank you this day for all the prayers you have answered on our behalf. We thank you for knowing the prayers of our hearts before we even utter them. And we remember all those we have mentioned by name today. We ask that you would draw close to each one, that you would make your presence known to them, that you would bless them and keep them safe. Lord, on this glorious spring day, we remember those who are separated by miles and continents from their loved ones, for those who serve in our armed forces and serve in places of great danger all over the world. We ask that you would watch over them, give them courage, give them discernment, give them the rest that they need. We ask, Lord, that you would bring an end to war, so all might come home to be reunited with loved ones. And for those who come home wounded in body or spirit, we ask your special blessing this morning, Lord. We ask that you would send the great physician to touch and to heal, to walk with them on long journeys of rehabilitation and recovery. Restore them to health mentally, spiritually, and physically, and be with their families through these difficult days. Lord, you have called us to love in action and deed, not in word. Pray that we would heed these words as we go out into the world as your agents of love and reconciliation. All of these things we pray in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Our final hymn this morning is number 540, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Please stand.